This is Center Stage, a celebration of performing arts in Sonoma County. It's brought to you by the Green Music Center at Sonoma State University. And coming to the Green Music Center Saturday night, it is comedian Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias. Hello there, Gabriel.
Hello, and good morning. Yeah, I know, three names. Sounds funny, right?
Well, three names. Which one do you want to be referred to as?
As long as you don't call me George Lopez, we're okay.
So far, so good, then. When was the last...
So far, so good.
When was the last time you laughed out loud, and why?
I'm seriously a child. I'm seriously a child. The silliest things make me laugh. I think this past weekend, my son and his friends, I had them in the car. We're heading to the movies, and one of them just, you know, one of them broke wind, and it was the funniest thing because it sounded funny. I thought something was wrong with my car. And we're all like, oh my God, like that came out of you, dude? Like, seriously? And it sounds stupid. You know, you would think that it would be a good joke, but I'm still a kid.
Well, that's good, and that makes it easier to laugh. And for some reason, that breaking wind thing gets us all, no matter what age we are. Your current tour is called One Show Fits All. And was your size your way into comedy, or was it something else?
It was originally, but nowadays it's one of those things where, you know, I touch on it, but it's not the whole show like it once was.
Well, you're very affable in your shows. You really connect with the audience and connect with all different kinds of audiences. And one in particular, I was watching a video of one of your shows in El Paso, which, as I understand, has some connection to you.
El Paso was the first place where I got a chance to really do comedy. It was the first comedy club that invited me to perform there.
Nice.
You know, and it's crazy because I'm from L.A., but, you know, the first time I was able to get on a comedy club stage was Texas, in El Paso.
And it showed, too, and especially the audience went crazy when you made so many references to places in El Paso that the audience knew. It was sort of like an inside joke. Now, do you try to do that same kind of thing in all of your shows?
I think it depends on the amount of time that I've spent in the city.
Yeah.
You know, if I know about certain things, then I do like to bring up the fact that I've actually participated and done things in the community. You know, that doesn't happen everywhere, but, you know, in the beginning when I was touring, you know, I mean, I was on the road 6 days a week. I only had a day off, and that was to travel from one gig to the next. So I had a lot of time to experience, you know, the towns and, you know, eating at the local restaurants, drinking at the local bars and stuff like that. So I had a pretty decent memory at the time. And you know, so when I go to cities, I like to bring up the fact that I've engaged. I'm not just there to collect a check.
Well, it makes me wonder then, Fluffy, what you might say about Sonoma County here in the beautiful wine country.
Oh, it's wine country. If there was ever a city to be forgetting things, it's wine country.
Absolutely. And we're really, really looking forward to your show. So Fluffy is really, you cover so many different kinds of media, not just stand-up comedy, but television, the movies. When did you know that you had really made it?
You know what? For me, as a comedian, when I played Madison Square Garden, I says, you know what? I even told the crowd. I says, you know, I said it's very hard. I says I try my best to maintain a certain level of humbleness and be grounded because you never know. All this can go away with one bad tweet. So I just try to keep a level head and don't expect this to be around forever. So you got to act like it's going to go away and keep that in mind. But when you're playing Madison Square Garden, it's really hard to stay humble that day.
Well, sure. Yeah.
It's one of those where you're like, wow.
Yeah, Madison Square Garden.
In that building.
People go their entire careers wishing and hoping they could end up in Madison Square Garden. And there you are. What's your next big goal as far as your career goes?
You know what's funny is my next actual big goal is to lose some weight.
I thought you already lost some weight.
Much, oh, no. When you're pushing 450 pounds and you lose 100 pounds, you are still a large individual. So I'd like to get my health in order. I'm diabetic, and I want to keep my my sugars and everything in check. I'm over 40 years old now, so I can't just go and fly off the handle like I used to. I want to make sure that I'm around to enjoy. You know, I got to be around to spend the money. I am not giving all this money to my son who has no job.
How old is your son now?
My son is now 20 years old. And I shouldn't make fun. He had a job interview yesterday, about time. But,
hilarious.
Around. And so, my life goal now is to just take better care of myself. I think career-wise, everything is falling into place. With the comedy specials, I have a sitcom coming out on Netflix in September. And then, I've signed on to do two more specials with Netflix.
That's fantastic.
In addition to that, I've got a couple of voiceover film projects that are coming out. And there's a good chance I might be doing a movie next year with a major star that's not me.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm not surprised by any of this because you are a talented guy and you are somebody that we all can relate to, and funny knows no boundaries. So congratulations on that part of it. We're sure looking forward to having you here in town at the Green Music Center on Saturday night.
Thank you so much. And by the way, I do accept gifts. I just thought let you know
during the performance.
Anybody that wants to come out, I do accept gifts, especially wine.
Any particular thing besides wine? I mean, women must throw their underwear at you all the time, right?
No, that's the other Iglesias.
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy. I don't get that.
Well, we're not thinking about that guy these days. We're thinking about you. So congratulations on your success so far, and we can't wait to get you into town.
Thank you very much.
All right, that is Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias performing on Saturday night at the Green Music Center. That is Center Stage, a celebration of performing arts in Sonoma County, brought to you by the Green Music Center.